When Colette and I first moved to Exeter, one of the things that attracted me to the city was its size. It fascinated me that I could stand in its centre, right on the high street, and still have a view of the green fields and hills that surround the city. Having grown up on the coast, even being able to drive out of the city in any direction was something of a novelty. When we do leave the city, I'm struck by the sheer greenness of the Devon countryside. Whether it's the low-lying fields of the Exe Valley, the forest up on Holden Hill, the vast expanses of Dartmoor, wherever I go, I feel surrounded by life. And now is perhaps the best time of year, with bright green and yellow fields, flowers blooming, lambs bouncing around all over the place. It's not just life, it's new life. This is a theme that runs through the heart of the Bible story. From the very beginning, as God breathes new life into Adam, to Jesus, who speaks of life lived to the full, through to the end, where life begins again. It's an exciting pattern which reminds us that Jesus didn't come to limit us, but sets us free to live life as it should be lived, fully, generously, and joyfully. We sometimes hear that life begins at 40, or 50, or even 60. I guess it's reassuring as you head towards such landmarks. I can't quite speak from experience yet. But I'd hate to think that I've made it so far into my life without really taking hold of the vitality I was born with. So let's make the most of today, the most of the life we've been given, and let's live our Wednesdays and every day fully and exuberantly.